Welcome back to The Weekend. I'm Ed Colleghi. O.J. Simpson, a name that became dug into the fiber and fabric of the conversation in this country decades ago, yet again moves to the forefront. Will O.J. Simpson receive parole? My next guest is the perfect person to talk with. She is an attorney and founder of ProofWithJillStanley.com. Jill Stanley, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ed. How are you today?
I am terrific. It is great to have you on. You know, every once in a while in this country, it seems the conversation does turn to O.J. Simpson. The parole hearing, your thoughts?
Thoughts. Wow, this is a biggie. And I agree with you. O.J., we almost can't get rid of this story. Every couple of years, it rears its head. And, of course, last year with all the media that was kind of surrounding the documentary as well as the little miniseries that was on,
sure,
really got back into our conversation. And some of the younger people who didn't really know about this side of life or this story about O.J. kind of learned a lot about what happened that fateful day in Brentwood. But that is not what this parole hearing is about at all. This parole hearing is about what happened in Nevada with the memorabilia.
And what happened in Nevada is interesting. And, you know, some people will throw the word karma around, considering that he did eventually end up in jail. You know, and this is all over sports memorabilia and baseball cards and things like that. And you mentioned a very interesting thing. You know, we've come so far from 1994, 1995, where younger people, if you say slow speed chase, they have no idea what you're talking about. So
right. So
everything did come back up to the surface with the dramas on TV and the miniseries and everything that to really bring people back up to speed, everybody up to speed as well. And it's amazing how he did, yes, end up going to jail for something completely different. And the average person may actually forget about that. Now, in your opinion, now, do you think he will be paroled? And what will that decision be based on?
I do think he will be paroled. And it's going to be based on a lot of things. And there's a very complex system, and a very detailed system that the parole board follows. So this is not some willy-nilly thing. This isn't, although we love to believe in karma, this will not really be based on anything too metaphysical. This is going to be based on concrete facts. And it's a very well-established procedure and plan that the parole board goes through. And they mm-hmm. need four unanimous votes. There's seven people on the panel. If all four agree that he should be denied or granted, then we're done. If there's a disagreement among those four, then we start calling the other three until we get to four. Four on either side. Four granted, four denied. And so we're going to be looking at things like a report that's been prepared on his behalf, and that will look at the seriousness of the crime, will look at the impact to the victims of the crime, it will look at what O.J. did while in prison, and how do we think he's going to be on the outside? Do we think he's going to be a recidivist, which means do a crime, another crime? And those are the kinds of things that we are going to be looking at. And interestingly enough, a lot of people do not know this, but he has been granted parole on several of the charges. There were 12 charges he was convicted for as a result of this Nevada incident, mm-hmm. the memorabilia incident. And he's already gotten paroled on several of them. But because of the number of counts that he was convicted of and the way that the sentence was running, he had to have another parole hearing for other charges.
Now, with parole comes certain levels of freedom and levels of responsibilities and privileges given to Simpson if he does receive this. They can, and correct me if I'm wrong, they could say, you know what? No, you're not going back to California. Yeah, you can get out, but you're staying right here. You know, he'll be living in a garden apartment in Carson City somewhere. That can happen, right? I mean, they can restrict whatever freedom they give him under whatever the rules of parole that are granted to him.
Oh, yes. He can be under any number of conditions. And think about this. Nevada has an interest in keeping him in Nevada. His crime was committed in Nevada. He was committed to prison in Nevada. And they have an interest in maintaining and making sure that the prisoner that they let out doesn't commit crimes in other states as well as Nevada. But the connection, the nexus, is between O.J. Simpson and the state of Nevada. So I would not be surprised if that is one of the restrictions. He'll probably be allowed to travel. He will be allowed to make money. But I would not be surprised if they require him to remain in the state of Nevada.
And making money is a key, because I think everyone realizes that once O.J. Simpson does realize any sort of freedom which would allow him to earn money in any way, there will be book publishers tripping over each other, offering him a book deal. There will be so many television networks tripping over themselves to want to do a rather lucrative interview with him to get his story about everything after all these years, especially since we've seen sort of the notoriety bubble up to the surface again with what we've seen seen on TV over the past couple of years. And there are people, most notably the Goldmans, who will be very interested. And as soon as O.J. Simpson starts collecting a paycheck from anyone, because he still owes them a pretty large sum of money.
Yes, you know what? It's funny. To me, that's a little bit of a disappointing fact, because when one reads about the level of domestic violence that existed in the marriage between O.J. and Nicole, it's very disheartening to me to think about the reality, which is going to be exactly what you said. People are going to be tripping over themselves to interview O.J. Simpson. Book dealers, book publishers are going to be lining up to sell his book once it's published, and to make the deal once he gets out. And he has already written a book, and the Goldmans were able to access some of that, some of the benefits from that, some of the revenue from that. But this, when he's out telling his story, this is going to be huge. So it's a bit of a double-edged sword. Yes, we want, if he's deserving of freedom, we want the parole process to work properly, because we want to believe in our system. There's a lot that goes on right now that many people do not believe in our system. So we want to believe in our system. We want to think if the parole board grants him parole, it's the right decision, and he gets out. And we want him to become a productive member of society. We don't want more crimes. We don't want more anger. We don't want anything else but positive things from O.J. Simpson. One of those positive things is becoming a productive member of society, which is working and making money and all of that, which is what we want. But on the other hand, when we think about how he's going to make this money, many people are dismayed about that. The Goldmans probably have both sides of the coin. They're probably feeling both things. Mm. One, there is a $33.5 million verdict out there from the civil wrongful death suit from Nicole and Ron's murder that has not been paid. And so if O.J.'s out there and he's working, they will be able to attach that. They can't attach things like pensions. His NFL pension is protected from creditors, and right. He will likely get that. There's no reason he wouldn't. But the Goldmans can't touch any of that money. But if he is working and earning money, they will be able to access that. So I am sure there's part of them that thinks, hey, it'd be a great thing if he got out, because then we can get this payback. But that verdict was really never about money. They want their son back, and that is never going to happen. So I think that for them, my heart really goes out to them right now, because this is just all of this in the past year with the media, with the series on TV, with the documentary, with what's going on with parole board, and the amount of media that's covering this, it's got to be really painful for them. And there is a sense of karma, yes, but you know, O.J.'s not going to be in prison forever. He will not.
You know, it's interesting, too, when you think about it, because the average person thinks of O.J. Simpson and they don't think of the memorabilia conviction. They think about what happened at Rockingham. And that is what still pervades our public perception of O.J. Simpson. And if he is granted parole, there are going to be a lot of people that, how could they let him out? You know, this is ridiculous. Do they know what he did? And he got away with it. You know, I mean, this parole board, people don't realize they are looking simply at this memorabilia case. And I think you're going to have a lot of people that are going to have a lot of conflicted feelings about this, because obviously the whole thing about memorabilia and trying to get it back and whatever happened in that case is a long, long way from what happened to, you know, Ron and Nicole that night back in 1994. And it's amazing just in a way that we kind of look at O.J. Simpson and we look at this case, and people are automatically going to go and think about that if he does receive parole. And I think it's going to be hard for people to kind of separate the two.
Oh, I actually totally agree with you. I think that those of us who remember well the trial and remember the stories in the trial and the evidence, I think are going to feel a little sensitivity to this. But if we look at it, we really look at it with our judicial hat on, with a little bit more of what is the job of this parole board, he was not convicted of homicide.
Mm.
He has a wrongful death civil judgment against him. That is not a crime. And that's really all we have. We have a conviction or a plea back in 1989 for domestic violence. It was actually quite a gruesome incident, a pretty aggressive incident of domestic violence. But other than that, O.J. has not had this long criminal history, does not have a rap sheet. And so if we want to believe in rehabilitation, if we want to believe in our system, then probably the right decision is that they grant him parole.
Right. And it's going to be interesting, too, because it's going to recreate the entire cottage industry that is O.J. Simpson, because Marsha Clark's phone's going to ring, Mark Furman's phone's going to ring, even Cato Kalin's phone, wherever he is right now. You know, it's going to...
Their phones are ringing already,
Yes.
And this is big news. Maybe it's a little bit because we need something else besides Trump to talk about.
Right.
And this is... the nation, the world knows this story.
Mm-hmm.
So it lets us all kind of put our energy towards a different story. And it is, has always been so enthralling. There's something about this O.J. Simpson story we cannot stop talking about.
Right.
So in a little bit, it gives us a like collective breath to put our energy to something else. And,
yeah.
And it is good that this crime was, though a gun was involved, they all knew each other. It wasn't near the violence that we had, obviously, in the double homicide.
Mm.
It is, for all intents and purposes, a property crime. Yes, there was violence. I'm not going to ignore that. But everyone knew each other. The players all knew each other. It was OJ's memorabilia, and he was able to ultimately get it back. And so it's a very different kind of case.
Well, it's going to be quite interesting, to say the very least. You can check out proofwithjillstanley.com. It's celebrity legal news presented in a way that is truly different, with expertise and analysis you cannot find elsewhere. Jill Stanley, thank you so much for joining us here on The Weekend.
Thank you, Ed. Take care.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is The Weekend.